With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A Washington appeals court raised questions about Donald Trump's claims that he's immune from criminal charges. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has that report.
Trump was in the courtroom as his legal team sought to convince a panel of three judges that former presidents should not be prosecuted for actions they took in office. The judges appeared skeptical. Trump's lawyer said a former president could not be charged for conduct unless impeached and convicted by Congress, even if the conduct included selling military secrets or assassinating a political rival. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is holding talks in Israel as he seeks a plan for Gaza's post-war future. After a meeting with Israeli Foreign Minister Israel Katz, Blinken says four Arab nations and Turkey have promised to help in rebuilding Gaza after the war.
I think there actually are real opportunities there, but we have to get through this very challenging moment, ensure that October 7th can never happen again, and work to build a much different and much better future.
Blinken also trying to prevent an all-out war between Israel and Lebanon's terrorist group Hezbollah. Meanwhile, Hezbollah says it has launched a drone strike at the Israeli army's northern headquarters. That's in retaliation for recent strikes in Lebanon that have killed top Hamas and Hezbollah officials. The first U.S. moon landing attempt in more than 50 years apparently doomed after the private company's spacecraft developed a critical fuel leak that has dimmed hope for a planned moon landing. The Dow is down 210 points, but the NASDAQ is ahead 9 points. This is SRN News. A new look at the spiritual belief of America's teens.
The numbers come from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University, and they find that 69% of adolescents believe that, quote, God exists and is the all-knowing, all-powerful, perfect creator and ruler of the universe. Just 35% of teenagers believe that sin is real, and just 25% of them have any faith in the Bible. CRC Director Dr. George Barna warns that the results do not bode well for the future of the nation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko has signed a law that significantly tightens control over various religious denominations and organizations. That measure mandates all denominations and ministries reapply for state recognition immediately. It's the latest step in a crackdown on dissent, which intensified after a disputed presidential election in 2020. This is SRN News. Activists are fighting in court to get Georgia to change its voting system.
Election integrity activists and other plaintiffs originally filed suit in 2017, wanting to put an end to the outdated paperless voting machines used in Georgia at the time. Now they say the newer touchscreen system made by Dominion Voting Systems is no more secure or reliable. But Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger has repeatedly defended the system, and he's at times lumped the plaintiffs in this lawsuit with supporters of former President Donald Trump. I'm Donna Water.
The CEO of JetBlue stepping down. He's being replaced by the first woman to lead a major U.S. airline. JetBlue said that CEO Robin Hayes will leave the job on February 12th. He'll be replaced by current JetBlue president Joanna Garagty. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.